Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Well, for months, I have been seeing a comparison of President Obama and former President Richard Nixon. President Nixon attempted to cover up the break-in of the headquarters for the Democrats at Watergate. As a result of the cover-up, President Nixon was forced to resign as president. President Obama and his administration covered up the real reason and the terrorists in the Benghazi attack of our consulate. There really is no comparison when you realize that no one was killed in the Watergate affair. Now, just this last week, news reporters are making that same comparison, especially in light of the IRS scandal and in the scrutinizing of the Associated Press staff emails, not to mention Attorney General Holder's refusal to prosecute the Black Panthers in that voting scandal. Our president attempts to calm this inquisition by announcing that one director at IRS was forced to resign. What he did not tell you was that this person's term was up in June anyway. The failure of this administration to provide the emails Congress has requested is scandalous. Watching Hillary Clinton testify before Congress and say, "What difference does it matter now who caused the death of four Americans in Benghazi? It happened a long time ago." Government has gotten way too big and is out of control. Ambassador Stevens asked for security forces, and these forces were told to stand down. When I read George Orwell's 1984 back in the early 1970s, I said that Big Brother would never happen in the United States. I guess I was wrong, but I didn't expect an administration that President Obama has put together. I leave you with a point to ponder. After reflecting on these two presidents, don't you think that President Obama should follow President Nixon's strategy and resign? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.